From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. The House and Senate Appropriations Committees are meeting in Atlanta today to continue talks about next year's state budget. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The joint meetings will serve as a temperature check on how the state's economy is doing. According to state officials, unemployment is low and business is booming. But Governor Brian Kemp is asking most state agencies to submit proposals to cut their budgets and streamline operations. So, lawmakers are asking professors and economists to give them the bigger picture before working through the budget process next spring. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
GPB is a state agency funded in part by the state of Georgia. Georgia Tech men's basketball was slapped with a number of penalties from the NCAA on Thursday. GPB's Ross Terrell has that story.
The Yellow Jackets have been banned from this year's postseason play. The team was also handed 4 years of probation. The decision by the NCAA Infractions Committee comes after it says Georgia Tech allowed people outside the program, like boosters, to interact with student athletes, which led to violations, some of which include taking athletes to a strip club and giving them more than $2,000 worth of shoes, meals, and lodging, among other things. Tech must also vacate any records in which the athletes who received the benefits participated. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price is seeking a return ticket to Washington nearly 2 years after being ousted for excessive travel spending. A spokesman for Governor Kemp says Price has submitted an application to be appointed to the seat of retiring U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson. Price served as health secretary under President Trump for about 7 months in 2017. He was forced out after spending hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars on chartered flights. U.S. Representative Doug Collins is among other top Republicans who have submitted applications for Isaacson's seat. For more news and updates, visit our website, gpbnews.org.